Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of ways. One of the main features of the site allows you to control the content. You can vote on the items that are there. You can submit new items to it. And when I say items, I mean news stories, blog posts, videos, whatever it is you find interesting, you think our other listeners will enjoy. You submit it as show prep, and then others can vote. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go ahead, get interactive. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Now, we had a gentleman call in last hour, and we were talking with Jimmy Justice throughout the hour, and his question wasn't really related to Jimmy, so I said, well, hang on. Well, if you want to dig into this topic further, you can hang on. We'll talk to you further. He didn't hang on, but I still felt it was worth digging into it a little bit further since he did bring it up. And it was the question of, well, don't you guys advocate private police privatizing, he said. Don't you advocate privatizing the police?
And which is essentially a true statement, but we don't. I think that words are very important.
I don't think it's a true statement because of words being important, because the term privatization always comes with connotations of corporate favoritism, the idea being that there's this government monopoly on policing, and that if we were to privatize it, then there would be a corporate monopoly on policing instead.
Right. Who wants that?
And that doesn't sound very good
right.
to me.
So it's like the government, in some places, the government handles the distribution of electricity or water. In some places, private organizations that have been granted a monopoly
Correct.
By the government on the distribution of power or water provide the same terrible customer service that the government would provide.
Because they have a monopoly.
Right. So monopolies provide terrible customer service. The government is a monopoly corporation, and it is the only monopoly. There has never been a monopoly that was not granted by the government.
And enforced by it.
Because, you know, there can't be a natural monopoly. Somebody's always going to compete. Now, they may compete
in theory,
poorly.
In theory, Mark, there could be like a perfect monopoly. There could be a monopoly based on the fact that a company gives total customer service, the best possible price, and the best possible product, and that no one has ever deemed, well, I think I should compete with them in an open market.
Narrow enough, that distributions of, wide-brim purple yak-skin caps, then there may be a monopoly there. But there's still no monopoly in headgear.
No, I see where you're coming from. So to use the term privatization is in no way accurate for what I believe, which is I would rather have an open market in protection services or in whatever service we're talking about, whether it's government schools, government police enforcement, fire protection. I don't believe it should be offered by a monopoly, and I don't believe that people should be forced to pay for products or services that they don't value. If what it is that you're offering to the marketplace is valuable, people will pay for it, period. If fire protection is valuable, and I believe it is, if police protection is valuable, and I believe people want to be protected at different levels, some people want like total 24-hour protection, some people maybe just ride through from time to time in the neighborhood, some people maybe not, maybe just want locks on their doors. So everybody has their own value system as far as what level of protection they're looking for, but with the government, you don't get to pick and choose. There's no different plans, you don't get different options, there's nothing on the table where you can say, well, I'd like this option and this option, I'm willing to pay for this. No, you don't get to do any of that stuff. Whereas what we see happening actually in Detroit is that the police in Detroit have basically said, well, we're just going to go ahead and shut down our offices for 16 hours a day. And, you know, if you need policing services in those times, well, sorry, you're just going to wait until the office opens up. So they're essentially just pulling back, and they're not providing any services to people in certain areas of Detroit. And so those people have basically banded together, and they've come up with their own options. And there are actually private protection services coming up in Detroit. And we talked about one of those protection services that is, they actually are offering a contract. You actually get into an agreement with these people. They agree that they're going to respond within a certain period of time.
And I'd like to, what you need to show is the difference, between government and private in this particular area. If I hire somebody to protect me at my house, now remember, this is in a world where I don't have to pay for police protection because I don't feel like I'm getting it, if I hire, you know, use that money to hire somebody to protect me at my house, I'm going to have some kind of legal recourse. I'm going to be able to take them to court if I get robbed and say, hey, you know, you were supposed to protect me from burglaries, and that didn't happen. I lost a big screen TV and some jewelry, and I want that, you know, be compensated for that. And, you know, they would compensate you for that. Does anyone listening to me believe that the government is going to compensate them if they get burglarized?
No way. You're lucky if they'll, you know, you're lucky if they'll even follow up on the report that you file with them. So, no. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
The Supreme Court has ruled again and again, and many courts across the nation have ruled again and again. The government has no obligation to protect you. They just don't have that obligation. It's not part of the deal.
There is no deal. I mean, that's really ultimately what it comes down to. They tax you, and you pay whatever it is they demand, or else they steal your home from you. And then they provide you with whatever arbitrary level of service they deem appropriate. So if they decide not to show up when you call them, too bad. You can't hold them accountable for it. You can complain, but they don't even have to listen to you. It doesn't matter. If they show up, you know, too late, and you know your friend or your loved one was killed by the intruder, sorry.
There are cases just like this. Some young women in, I can't remember where it was.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. were being brutalized and raped over the course of a whole night. Made several calls and couldn't get response.
Right, and the lawsuit went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court determined that there was no obligation to provide any sort of services, so therefore there was no standing for those people to sue the police department.
And one has to ask, if I'm obligated to pay these people's salary, but they're not obligated to protect me, and whatever level they're not obligated, because, I mean, you know, the military is going to protect the White House and the bases, they're not going to protect my house.
Nope.
You know, I mean, why would they? And, you know, whatever government agents, they're not going to protect me. They may protect the nation, and as a result, I may get some protection, no doubt about it.
But doesn't seem likely. It seems like they're putting us in danger.
They have no obligation to protect me. Certainly, I feel their foreign policy does that. So if they have no obligation to protect me, and they've ruled that themselves, then what obligation do I have to them?
Right. One thing that could change this situation almost overnight would be to simply move from a government that is coercively funded to one that is consensually funded. Overnight, that would change how responsive they are. Because they know that you don't, it doesn't matter how you feel about their service. They know. You can go and complain to the city council or town selectman or whatever. You can complain. But ultimately, it doesn't hardly ever result in any changes happening. For all the police advisory panels or boards, these citizens watchdog groups that are watching over the police, the abuses continue. They continue to arrest peaceful people. They continue to arrest cameramen.
It's not just the police. There's all kinds. Every government agency out there is abusing its power because
they can.
A monopoly.
Right. So all that has to change is the funding structure. Make it so people can voluntarily choose how much money to send in taxes, and all of a sudden those government bureaucrats will become very customer service oriented.
Right, and I'm not saying that you listening to me, that you person listening to me, has to give up whatever it is that they want to have from the government. I'm just asking you, shouldn't I be able to opt out of services that I don't want? If I believe I can get better services someplace else, shouldn't I be able to ask for them? Like, for instance, my son is homeschooled. Why should I be paying for other people's kids' education when and the money's taken directly from my kids' education in order to educate other people's kids?
Mark, you need to pay your fair share. This is what we do to have a functioning society.
How does my son have a fair share?
Well,
how come these people that have nicer cars, that have live in bigger houses, that send their kids to public school, how come they have a fair share of my money, but I don't have a fair share of theirs?
That's a good question. Let's continue here with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Aaron's listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in Kansas City. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Ian and Big Daddy.
Is there something I don't know, Mark?
Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz. That's what people that really respect me say.
This is news to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was just his pen name for
you. It's a Sunday show joke.
Gotcha. Go ahead, sir.
I was calling concerning a story that was posted to the Free Talk Live website. If I remember correctly, the title of it was Store on Indian Reservation Seized. It's about a story about Kathleen's General Store, which is a store on an Indian reservation in the state of Kansas. The Department of Revenue in the state of Kansas seized it for failure to pay sales taxes that she had no obligation to pay. There was a court case back in the 90s where that was determined. So she was not charging sales tax on any of the stuff that she was selling. And a few weeks ago, they went and seized her store, her personal car.
Tell me more about it in a moment. Aaron, we'll come back to you here in just a bit. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How dare she behave like a free person? It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of these airwaves toll-free, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Listening options are available. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams for different internet connection sizes, plus our over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times. You can get a list of those, as well as our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to listen. Get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com has everything that the outdoors enthusiast might want, and they have them at rates that you won't believe. You've got to go over there and check out their prices. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family-owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're dealing with folks online. Some prices are so low, they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's go back to Aaron listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Aaron, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're mentioning there was a story on our website, which, again, our listeners can go and control the content there, so it was listeners submitted. I don't think I've seen this particular story. It's about, because there's a lot of stuff on our website, but you said that it was about a Native American lady who was running some sort of a general store, and there was a court decision that had said that she could run this without collecting sales tax, but then was busted for not collecting sales tax. Did I understand you correctly?
That's basically correct. Back in the 90s, she had a bunch of legal battles, and it was determined by the court, because she's Native American operating on a reservation, she had no obligation to collect state sales tax. And then a little bit over a decade later, the Kansas Department of Revenue came back in, seized her store, seized her car. Her husband had a heart attack. Her mother had a panic attack and had to be put in the hospital. It's
just, oh my,
a big mess.
So tell me more. What do you think about this?
I think it's proof that you cannot trust the state, because despite the fact that she had a ruling from the court that she had no obligation to collect these monies, they're now seized everything and claim she owes nearly $2 million in back tax.
Wow.
And if they're right, they get $2 million. If they're wrong, they spend the taxpayers' money fighting their way through this, and nobody who's actually done this has any kind of penalty.
Well, right, if they're wrong, she loses her business either way.
Yeah.
Right, because they've taken her store from her. She's not in there operating it now. I don't imagine the state's operating the store, so it's been closed down, has it? Has it?
Yes, they seized the store, and then they sent in people with trucks and looted the store that day. They took all of her product out and put it up for auction later that week.
Right, so they could make whatever booty they could possibly get, take their spoils, so to speak, from the defeat of their enemy, which is you and I. It's horrible. And so this woman has had her, did they seize her bank account, too, while they were at it?
I believe so. They basically seized everything but her house, and I'm surprised they didn't seize that, too. Because I took her personal vehicle, and her husband had a heart attack, and she has no way to get to the hospital to visit him. It's just disturbing.
It's horrifying, Aaron. I want to thank you for bringing that up tonight. Anything else you want to say on it?
No, that's it. I had a great time at Liberty Forum, and I hope to see you all at Pork Fest. So.
Oh, fantastic. The Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up June 18th through the 24th. And, Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. It was good to meet you at the Liberty Forum as well. It's a over-the-road truck driver who actually heard about Free Talk Live because he found us on XM Satellite Radio and then came up to hang out at the Liberty Forum. Which
Love
was,
XM.
Yeah, people had a good time there this last weekend. 855-450-FREE.
XM is one of those things that you might choose to call a monopoly. Now that Sirius and XM have gone together, there is no other satellite
it's
radio.
It's government granted.
What do you mean?
Well, they got permission from the government to do what they're doing.
Well, they got permission from the government to. The government allowed them to merge their companies.
No, you don't go up and put up a satellite without the FCC's knowing. You don't create a service like that without
that's
the FCC's blessing.
Something flying in space probably belongs to the government to some extent or another.
Right. You don't get to transmit. There's governmental rules there. Like, for instance, Mark, when Free Talk Live has a KU band channel, which is it's another satellite channel, but it doesn't compete with XM because it's ground-based. based. You can't have KU on a mobile unit. So XM and Sirius are very unique in that you can receive them without a dish mounted to the top of your car.
That would look funny.
Yeah. And it would be impossible to use because the dish would always have to be pointing at the satellite, and obviously you're moving around, so it would be impossible to do that. So it doesn't compete with XM and Sirius in any way, shape, or form. But even when I signed up for that channel, there was still some sort of acknowledgement of FCC approval. I don't remember exactly what the form said, but you know, the satellite uplink provider sent me some sort of form saying
you had to have some kind of obeisance to the liege.
Yeah, exactly. So the FCC is in total control over satellite communications, from what I can understand. I don't think they pay as close attention to what goes on there as they do, say, to broadcast radio. But all that said, the FCC is still involved. So you cannot, Mark, just find some investors, launch a satellite yourself, and create a competing agency to Sirius and XM.
Not without asking permission.
Can't do it. So you are correct in your statement that it is effectively a government-approved monopoly.
But it's not a monopoly in the area of audio content.
Of audio entertainment, right. Correctly. They're still competing with local radio stations, competing with internet content delivery, and so on and so forth. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, just a few more thoughts on this this situation with the Native American lady that she thought she didn't have to collect sales tax. That's what they told her in the past. That's what the court decisions said. And then, lo and behold, they changed their mind, decided they want to come after her. What can you do about that? Especially after they've raided your bank account and they've raided your business and sold off all your assets. How are you going to afford a lawyer in that case?
How would you? How are you going to get a lawyer when they've taken your car, the assets from your business, likely locked the business door, all the money from it, and your bank account, and they leave you with a house in which to live, which likely has a mortgage payment on it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and your husband's in the hospital, you can't go see. What in the world do you do?
I guess you get on welfare at that point.
Yeah, well, that's what the government does. The government breaks your legs and hands you a crutch.
And
that's
says,
what
boy,
it does.
Thank goodness we're here for you.
Yeah, we've given you a crutch. You couldn't live without us if we didn't give you a crutch.
It's sick.
To a lesser or greater extent, that's what it always does.
And stories like this that I think really make it clear, they believe they own you. Look how they act. They act like you are their serf and that you will do as you're told. And if you don't, Master's going to send his enforcers along and he's going to get what he wants. Or in this case, they are going to get what they want from you.
And they're going to go to sleep just fine that night.
Oh, yeah.
The people who did that job, that robbed this woman and this family of their livelihood.
Hey, they're just doing their jobs, Mark.
They'll sleep just fine.
You know, they're lawbreakers. They'll just tell them. They have all kinds of things they can tell themselves. They were breaking the law.
Even though their judges said that she wasn't breaking the law 10 years ago.
Sure, but if a different judge says something different now, then that overrides all of that.
Yep.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here, 1-855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More time for your calls about whatever's on your mind coming up.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more. more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable collections. They do early out billing. They do all kinds of accounts receivable work, and they do it for businesses like yours. If you got into the business that you got into in order to do what it was that you were passionate about, and that wasn't collecting on, you know, past due accounts or whatever, SACL CAI can handle that for you. They'll do it in a manner that is different than a lot of collections company. They do it with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's very important. They handle that aspect of your business, and they'll do it in a way that will it'll handle the vexing task of collections, and you'll make more money as a result. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. And ladies first, let's go to Lisa listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling about the gentleman that called in about the Native American lady that had lost everything except for her house that they had took from her.
Mm-hmm.
The understanding I get is that on the Indian reservation, the government has not a thing to do with what goes on because they consider it a nation within a nation.
So yeah, it's sort of a lesser nation, yeah.
Right. Well, that's how they see it, a nation within
sure.
a nation.
Yes.
In theory, at least, that's the idea, but it doesn't
but
really
they have a Department of Indian Affairs, and they have all kinds of things. I mean, they believe that they rule over those nations.
Exactly, but if they're not going to if they're not going to have allow them to have or even help them, like say like we have out here in Delaware and other states, the social services and the benefits that they, the social services provide, which it comes initially from the government, state and the government, they don't have that there on the Indian reservations. They don't provide that for them.
They do have some kind of
themselves. That's why they open up the casinos and this, that, and the other to generate funding and money for their Indian reservations.
Well, I'm not sure that that's exactly true. So they do have some kind of government assistance that goes to many that go to many of these reservations. The reason that they have these casinos and that kind of thing is that it's a nod to the fact that they are their own people. They are their, you know, I'm using quotation marks around the word nation. If they were their own nation, they could tell the federal government to stay off their land and that they wouldn't be able to send a single government agent in. But they really can't do that. But you know, they're supposed to be their own sort of autonomous state within a state and that kind of thing. So that's why they're able to open up casinos is because, well, you know, they're not under all the same rules.
Exactly. So, and basically, by what you just got done saying, that should still apply for the lady that they went in and
confiscated
everything.
I mean, it should, but it's proof that it doesn't matter what the words on paper say, and it doesn't matter what the men in the robes have said in the past. All that matters is what they do now, and what they do now, they pretty much can get away with. And if you don't like it, then you can try to find the money to hire an attorney. But as was pointed out, her bank account was seized, so that's not possible. And that also presumes you can find an attorney who's willing to help you and actually go up against the state, which many of them are intimidated by that prospect. So they pretty much can get away with whatever they want to. And if they're leaving you alone, it's just maybe just by chance or by luck that they haven't messed with you yet.
Exactly. And that's the way it's been from day one.
Lisa, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Adam, listening in Northern Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
I just wanted to kind of expand on what the last caller was talking about. And also, the other day when Jason Talley was on, you were questioning what someone meant when they meant to be a sovereign. I don't know if you remember that, Ian, but it means sovereign nation, but you're exactly correct. It doesn't really matter that it's you're a sovereign nation, but it's under our terms. You know what I mean? They with everything with government, it's all picking sides and under their terms. You know, the predator just takes on something, you know, weak, and just you can have this little bit of sovereignty, but really, no. Technically, in black and white, it doesn't matter. And the last caller was saying something that, like, they're their own government. They don't, what it is they're pretty much sovereign from the state in which they reside. But, the federal government has very much of how much, quote, sovereignty they have.
Right, they were supposed to be, as I understand, the Lakota Nation was supposed to be its own nation at some point, and you know, obviously, you know, you don't see it on the map, right? You know, Lakota Nation covers the span of five states, and you know, most people listening can't name them. I know there's South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming. I don't know.
I think gets in. Well, Adam, I think what you pointed out here is interesting, that they may be sovereign compared to the state-level government, but not to the federal government. And indeed, if you look at the Bureau of Indian Affairs on Wikipedia, it shows you just how much regulation and involvement the federal government has with these Indian reservations, pointing out that the Office of Indian Services handles general assistance, disaster relief, child welfare, tribal government, self-determination, the Reservation Roads Program, and there's the Office of Justice Services, which funds law enforcement, tribal courts, detention facilities. I mean, it just goes on and on. So there's no shortage of governmental involvement in these so-called sovereign nations.
Definitely. It's not sovereign. I mean, it's under their terms.
It fits none of the definitions of what sovereign means.
Yeah, it's like war is peace, all that.
It's 1984 sovereign.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Adam?
That was it. I just wanted to add that I love what you guys are doing in the Free State, and everyone listening should go to freestateproject.com. org, is it?
That is correct. If they love liberty. If you're listening and you don't love liberty, then don't bother going to that website.
Just so I know that, I'm a big supporter of what you guys do, and I hope to be with you very soon.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, freestateproject.org is one of the longtime sponsors of this program, but we were supporting the Free State Project before they decided to sponsor this show. That's why we moved to New Hampshire from our home state of Florida, and we've been here now for almost about 5.5 years, I guess.
Something like that, yeah.
And it's been an amazing experience thus far, and it keeps getting better as more people come here and lend their ideas and their talents to the idea of achieving liberty in our lifetime. So freestateproject.org. Let's go to Ross, who is in Arizona. Someone else that was at the recent Liberty Forum. Ross, did you have a good time?
Yeah, a great time. Drew and I from the Freedoms Phoenix gang, we got a lot of business taken care of. We built a lot of relationships there, but we had a good time too.
Excellent. So what were you calling about tonight?
Not a big topic, and I doubt that it'll be answered tonight. It's a sort of endless question about the effectiveness of bumper stickers and sort of one-way marketing. I know you guys, you run a radio show, you built it up from the ground up, and obviously you and Mark have do a lot of sales, so I think that's an important question just in general in sales. But I was kind of wondering about, like, bumper stickers, especially, like, the Ron Paul ones or Liberty, and I have a few, but I'm not really sure, like, how do I know if I'm effective, you know?
I kind of think bumper stickers are like political yard signs. They may be effective during a, they may be effective, for, slightly effective with some people, but I think that to some extent it rallies the base. If somebody sees your Ron Paul bumper sticker and
hey,
they like
Ron Paul,
RonPaul2012.com, they get all excited or whatever, and that's a good thing.
You're not alone. That's something.
Right, and consider that some people may not go to the polls if they don't think that their candidate can win. So therefore, if you rally that person to some extent, then they're more likely to go vote, and that's a good thing. Sometimes I think political yard signs are most effective with candidates that are running on a very local level, where nobody knows who's running. Mr. Smith and Mr. Johnson are running, and one puts up a sign, they're likely to win.
We can talk more about this one-way marketing here in a moment. If you'd like, you can stick with us. 855-450-FREE. Ross, I'm with Ross in Arizona. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of these airwaves, just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You are invited to enjoy the site, courtesy of our great advertisers and our supporters, our listeners that support the show. The site's free. A lot of those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites, and we give ours away. So go and get interactive over there at freetalklive.com. But if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 per month, and we invest that into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth $3 a month to you, you'll get perks too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast and forum. Go and get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us, your $3. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've got somebody on the AMP lines right now, actually. Ross is with us listening in Arizona. And Ross, you'd called in asking about, what do we think about the idea of one-way marketing, which I think you described as like having a bumper sticker. Would you also describe, say, for instance, stamping dollar bills as one-way marketing? Would that also count?
Yeah, I think it's a broad category, you know, sign waving and all that. The one thing that made me think about the bumper stickers, though, is that I think there's different situations where having a bumper sticker for something you support, and then if you're driving around like a jerk, I think that would probably hurt your cause. So,
for sure. Couldn't help.
I know that some days when I got a lot of things to do, I have these drop ball magnets that I slap on. So if I know that I'm going to be pretty much a jerk all day long on the road, I take those off.
Stop being a jerk on the road. This is my advice first.
Yeah. It's Phoenix. You got to cut across like six lanes to exit. So
I'll take your word for it.
Maybe you can get away with it in Phoenix, but around here, Little Keene, New Hampshire, you're going to see the same people on the roads again and again. So I guess it would all depend on where
you
live.
Have a distinctive car, you're going to be seen everywhere.
I tend to recommend driving with courtesy, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I do have some other stickers that I leave on all the time. I know that one from Liberty Stickers, the Obama War one. I think that's fantastic because in Phoenix, I don't need to convince the conservatives to be against Obama. It's the liberals, like in Tempe, we're going to a party tonight. I think it's important to show them that this guy has bloodlust. So I think that sticker is effective. But some sometimes maybe not.
The sticker you're referring to, there's different ones, right? So Mark has a sticker. What's yours say, Mark?
Mine says that Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
Oh, yeah. It triggers cognitive dissonance,
right.
And I like that. I think one solution to the one-way marketing that, at least with our project we've come across, with our Silver Dimes Barter project, is that on the back you can scan it with your phone, the QR code, and one of the guys in our project can take the data from what city you're scanning it, and we can kind of see where the cards are going. So that's kind of like a benefit where you can at least see something that comes back. I guess you could like put signs up that still have a QR code and then see how many people click on it.
Yeah, obviously tracking and that sort of thing is pretty useful. I've been stamping dollar bills for years now. I don't even know how many years I've been doing it, but I'm stamping dollar bills. Pretty much every dollar that passes through my hands, and when I say dollars, I mean all the way up to 100 denominations, whatever greenbacks I get, I stamp with freetalklive.com and freekeen.com. And, you know, what inspired me to do that was the Where's George campaign, which is a very trackable, sort of one-way marketing campaign where, you know, you put in Where's George, you type in the number, go to wheresgeorge.com, type in the serial number of the dollar bill, and it shows you exactly where people have logged that particular dollar bill across the country as it's floated about. It's a fascinating project, and that's kind of what inspired me. But, you know, for all the dollars that I've ever stamped, no one has ever told me, you know, I found your show because I got a stamped dollar bill. No one's ever returned that information to me. So, you know, I've always kind of wondered, is this worthwhile? But then again, not everybody gives you feedback, right? I mean, only a certain percentage is going to reach out and send you an email or take the time to call up and say, you know, how they found the show. So how likely is it that anyone is ever going to respond to that? But I have to think that people are seeing them because, you know, plenty of people look at the dollars that they're spending, and if there's a, you know, bright blue stamp on there, they're going to notice that.
I've spent those dollars and seen people look at them. That doesn't mean they go to a computer and necessarily look up what they
see. But a percentage of them have to, right? I mean, just you give enough of them out, somebody's going to go to that
URL. It seems to me that if you, you know, the messages that they can internalize right then are probably more powerful, you know, love your neighbor, things like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Ross, any other thoughts?
No, that's just about it. I know that in marketing, it's a problem long come across with how do you know the feedback, like if you guys with advertisers, the 10% off code with, you know, FPL, that's a solution too. It's good to know where your marketing is going.
You know, the QR code that people can use to refund can, you know, it's an advertising executive's worst nightmare. Obviously, every advertiser wants to know if their advertising is trackable, but there's a certain amount of advertising there's a certain branding aspect to the advertising, too. So if we advertise a tire manufacturer and say, you know, use coupon code FTL to get, you know, free balancing or whatever, then some people will use it and some people won't. But they'll think, oh, well, next time they need tires, that tire manufacturer is more likely to pop up in their mind.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ross, thanks for the call. Yeah. Thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think that bumper stickers are a fine idea. It's a great way to get an opinion out there, and maybe someone will go to the website that you're advertising.
I think that the more inflammatory they are, you know, inflammatory for no reason, I don't like that. You know, like, there's... I can't. Nothing's coming off the top
F
of my
you.
Head. Right? Yeah. Or you know, there's all kinds you can say. My dog's smarter than your honor student, or something like that. And you know, I don't know if you know people necessarily take that to heart. But I mean, God, what? Why did you say that?
Of course, you know, most times bumper stickers are more of just a curiosity, something to look at while you're sitting in traffic, waiting for a light to change, gives you kind of an indication of who might be driving that car. But aside from that, you know, it's probably hard for a lot of people to think, when was the last time you went and, you know, visited a URL you saw on a bumper sticker?
I have, I think with the advent of smartphones, I have gone and done that more often.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that while you're driving.
Well, I sometimes sit in passenger seats, Ian.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I often sit in passenger seats. I tend to be distracted by things like bumper stickers.
Oh, really?
While driving sort of in town. I'm much more like, you know, my wife will have me drive on the interstate. She drives in town.
Let's talk to Stuart, listening to Delaware's WGMD-FM in Ocean View. Hello, Stuart.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting. I've been trying to say, tell people for a while, why aren't we looking at the Indian reservations as an example of where the Democrats and Obama want to go? Your discussion tonight has been right along that line.
What do you mean when you say that?
there was some kind of stimulus or some kind of government program that set up all the infrastructure for the things, Obamacare, or Medicare. Government's been taking care of their medical treatment for 100 years, paying things all under government control. Everything on the thing is controlled by the federal government.
Well, now, why would you say that it was just the Democrats that want to do that? I mean, I've seen the Republicans doing that stuff, too.
Well, yeah, but the Democrat game plan right now under Obama is to take everybody there.
I think that that's their game plan that they talk about, and I think that the Democrats are above board on that. However, the evidence is that the Republicans are that's what they want too. I mean, George Bush and the Republicans were in charge from 2000 to 2006. They had 6 years of Republicans in there that they could have done whatever they want. And what did they give us? They gave us a government that was 60% larger. That they gave us the bank bailouts. You know, they gave us the largest increase of government intrusion into medicine up to that point. I mean, it's the same thing.
That's pretty close.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're able to acknowledge that, because some people are very, very partisan in their thinking.
Bush was a liberal.
Well, I still see the bumper stickers that say "Miss Me Yet," you know, by a lot of folks out there with those.
So you're saying Bush was a liberal?
He wasn't conservative in any way, shape, or form. Either way, his dad wasn't much better. I've been around Washington since my dad was an advisor to Ike.
You know, I don't even know what it means to be liberal or conservative. I don't think there's any real way to define that. How would you define it?
A liberal thinks the government is trying to control everything and takes care of everything, and a conservative says the individual's in charge.
That's not what I've seen from conservatives. I mean, I've heard that theory in the past.
Rick Santorum doesn't seem to want that, and Mitt Romney doesn't seem to want that. I mean, only Ron Paul seems to want that, but then again, the people that call themselves conservatives won't vote for him.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, I think Ron Paul has a few things that he's tied to foreign policy that he can negotiate with Iran.
I thought you said conservatives believe in getting the government out of people's lives and making government smaller. Are you saying that going to war is somehow a small government policy?
No, but I'm saying is there are people out there that don't care about what your rights are.
They work in the government.
Yeah, and they call themselves liberals and conservatives. Thank you, Stuart. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live, Hour 3, next.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.